Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one. We thank and praise the Lord for today, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice in it and be glad in it. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one that have tuned into the broadcast. I trust that you done had a glorious week as we have, and I'm still learning more about the Lord, and my relationship is growing stronger and stronger. We've been talking for a while about, renewing your mind, and that is so important, not to just do it once, but we have to continue to renew our mind. Because if we don't renew our mind, or if we don't come astute, another word, instead of the word of God, we will find ourselves allowing the outward man to interfere with the inner man. Now, we're going to continue with this. We're going to pray, and we're going to get right on into the scripture. But as I stated, we consist of spirit, soul, and body. And as we stated on many occasions, that the soul is in between the spirit and the flesh. And Paul said better than anything, our flesh is constantly, Paul said in Galatians, how our flesh want to continue to have dominion. And we're going to work on that. And like I said, we've really been really talking about the value of renewing your mind. That's what we've been talking about for a while. And so, like I said, we're going to do our best today to get as full as in that as we can do, because you need to see this. A lot of times, people don't understand what is faith and what is the importance of, and why do we have to walk by faith? A lot of people don't understand why we have to walk by faith. And then you got some people don't know how to walk by faith. And as we stated, our soul is consist of our mind, will, and emotion, So we're going to pray, and we're going to get right on into the word, and we're going to see what the Lord have to say to us through the word. Amen. I like to show you in the scripture when we be talking about something, because I don't want, people to say, well, that's what Prophet Miller say. No, we're supposed to live by what is written. And we just think, as I said, I thank and praise the Lord for another day. And this is a good day to praise the Lord. This is a good day to serve the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, you can invite Jesus into your heart. That's the good thing about it. It's no sin that the blood of Jesus don't cover. You don't have not one problem that God can't fix. The Bible said to them that believe, all things are possible. And, I don't care how long you've been saved, how long you've been walking with the Lord, you can always learn and get more knowledge, more understanding, and revelation. So there too, again, I just thank and praise the Lord for this day. Father, we thank and praise you for another day. I thank you for those that have tuned into the broadcast today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit is being released over the airways to bring the knowledge, the understanding, to quicken and bring forth the revelation that we need. I cover and plead the broadcast. I plead the blood of Jesus over the broadcast. We thank you that Jesus is Lord. We declare the Lordship of Jesus over the airways. I decree the Lordship of Jesus over those that have chosen to tune in to the broadcast. And I thank you for it, Father. I praise you and I bless you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. But as I stated, we've been talking ever since the first of this month. We've been talking about renewing the mind, the value, the importance of renewing your mind. And we're going to, Before I go, we're going to start, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. But before I go to that, we started Monday, we talked about in Ephesians the 6th chapter 10 verse, and what Paul was saying, we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. But, you know, we need to know that, like I said, you are not only a physical being, but you also is spirit, soul, and body. And sometimes this can be misunderstood if you don't have the knowledge of it. Better yet, you can get confused, really, when it comes down to spirit, soul, and body. Because when I first got saved and I found out that the Holy Spirit was a person, and to the natural, I know I was a person, so I couldn't understand how another person could live in me. You know, I was looking at the form of it, but I found out his spirit can live in me. And God, the Holy Spirit is in our spirit, you know. So there are two against it. That's why it's so important, as I say, that we need to read the word, because we talked about a lot of people. First, we talked about how a lot of people were dealing with wounds. They needed some inner healing. But there, too, again, as I stated, y'all, it's so important to get your mind renewed and keep it renewed. Okay, we're going to do this here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I want to go to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to go to the third chapter because I want to show you something through the word, and we always want to make sure that we show it to you in the word, because Paul said that our eyes have not seen, neither entered to man's heart what God got planned for those that love him, but it been revealed by the Spirit. He also said the things of God is foolish to the natural. And that's why if you haven't been saved, the things of God is foolish to you. Everything that God do, God did reveal it to our spirit. We also said on Monday, we are spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit connects us to God, calls us to communicate or relate to God, okay? Then our soul calls us, now with the soul you can communicate with God as well as the natural thing, but our body calls us to communicate with the natural thing. Spirit to communicate with spiritual things, relate to God, relate to spiritual things. The soul, it can go either with God or with the flesh, either one of them. The body is to communicate with the natural, you know. So there too, again, as I stated, all of this is good for you to know, you know, because if we want to experience the victory that Jesus won for us, the Bible said in John 10:10, that the thief come only but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. And then the Bible tells us that you just have to walk by faith and not by sight. And so there too, again, if you haven't renewed your mind and keeping your mind renewed, once you get born again, I promise you, you're going to have a crash. Other word, I'm gonna say like Paul said, you're gonna be shipwrecked because you got to have the knowledge of it. Better than that, you need to be able to identify yourself with Christ. A person can't truly walk in the victory that Christ won through his coming, death, burial, and resurrection if you have not had your spiritual eyes open. As Paul said to the audible Shatta, thank you, Lord. As Paul said to the church of Ephesus, he said, I pray. He said, since I saw your faith, and he was inspired to pray this prayer for the church of Ephesus. He said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of your understanding would be in light. Listen, your eyes or your understanding would be in light. Remember when Elijah and his servant came against the army, when they were surrounded by their enemy, and Elijah began to pray, he said, I pray God, he prayed and said, God, open up his eyes to let him see his more with us than it is with them. John came up and he said, great is the he that's in us than he that's in the world. So there too again, I don't know about you, but I'm asking the Lord more and more, God, open up my spiritual eyes. I want to be able to see. I want to see. Whenever I'm reading this word, I'm asking them to open up the eyes of my understanding, because I'm telling you, when we have to see it in the spirit realm from God's perspective. But it, like I said, we in 1 Corinthians, and we in that third chapter, and that's why I said, like I said, if you read the first three chapters of 1 Corinthians, Paul was talking to the Corinthians. Now, they was new converted, but because they hadn't really got their mind renewed, they were still yielding to their flesh desires. And that just like all of us, if you don't maintain a renewed mind, you'll find yourself from time to time as a disciple. You remember after Jesus was crucified and ascended, on the first thing they did, they went back to fishing when Jesus in the natural left off the scene. And I'm telling you, if you don't keep your mind renewed, by renewing your mind, you're beginning to see what God say about you, and you can identify with what Christ done did. I hear a lot of people even say that a lot of saints have an identity crisis. I agree with that. You know, I've been there, done that, and sometimes not tempted to go there. And that's why we is responsible to keep our body under subjection to the Holy Spirit. Paul even said, I keep my body under subjection. Now, some of you, I'm doing the best I can with what I got as I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, because I'm telling you, victory belongs to Jesus. And we'll say, victory is mine, but I'm telling you, if you have not renewed your mind and not keeping your mind renewed, you is not going to experience the victory that Jesus won to you. The Bible tells us that we are snared by our words. An unrenewed mind and a person that don't maintain renewing their mind, you're going to open your mouth and you're going to speak according to what you see. The Bible said the just, we're supposed to walk and live by faith. We don't walk by sight, but I'm telling you, if you have them, if you is not renewing and keeping that mind renewed, you're going to see what you see. Now, Paul even said in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, like I said, go back and read the first three chapters, that it will really help you out. Paul even said in that 14th verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version, he said, but the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You hear what he said? But the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. That's why if a person ain't been born again, and you said something about giving tithes and offering, or you talking about putting God first, to them that's foolish. Because a person that's not saved, their spirit is dead. Paul even talked about that in Ephesians. In the second chapter, he said, we once was dead. Now, what he means is just like when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, what happened was their spirit died. In other words, their spirit was disconnected from God. See, in Christ we have life, but if Christ is not in your life, you don't have life. According to the scripture, you walk around here dead. There too again, if you're not a student of the word, if you ain't got this knowledge, you probably say, what in the world that woman talking about? But I'm telling you, that's why it's so important that you renew your mind. I find out sometimes we be trying to tell people, because some people have been born again, but because they haven't renewed their mind and you trying to tell them to walk by faith, they looking at you like you crazy. You know, come on, I'm being honest with you. So that's why the Lord had me to go to, before I go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I'm going to go first to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. We're going to read the first 4 verses, and this is really going to also help you to understand the scriptures that we've been talking about. If you've been following us, like I said, we've been talking about renewing of the mind, the importance of renewing your mind. I even said on the 9th, the other week, that wherever the mind is, the body will follow. Wherever your mind, that's why it's so in your mind, it's part of your soul, mind, will, and emotion. With your mind, you're going to think. With your mind, you're going to have your will. You're going to desire. You're going to want. Come on, somebody. And that's what sometimes interfere with us walking by faith if we don't keep or maintain a renewed mind. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, this is good stuff. This is good info. Good info. I'm telling you. And that's what messes up some saints sometimes. As I stated, like I said, with your will, you desire and you want. With your emotion, it's how I feel. My mind is what I think. And I hear people say a lot of times, well, I feel like this, and I think this in, and I want this. See, there to get, that's that soul, soulish realm. It's acting up, and that's why it's so important that we get the word. Before we came on the air, I was reading one of Watchney's books, and he an old author, and this book was, I was able to receive this book through one of my leaders and my mentor, the late Apostle Ida Bell Parker. And it talked about the spirit and the soul, or better yet, the Holy Spirit and the soul. And there too, again, it blessed me, but we ain't going to go into all of that. But I'm just telling you, you need to know this. We as the righteous, we as the just, we walk by faith and not by sight. But when we walk by what we see, we allow that soul to dictate to us based upon from the flesh instead of the spirit. I'm going to say this again. My soul is consists of my mind, will, and emotion. My mind is what I think. My will is what I desire and what I want. My emotion is what I feel. That's why a lot of people, it's hard for them to walk in forgiveness because they're going by how they feel and what they think and what they want. I experienced some today, and the thought of disappointment was trying to really penetrate my soul. And because of the word, the Lord reminded me, and I kept saying, no, when you disappointed, if you ain't careful, you can open yourself up to bitterness. With disappointment, with offenses, you can open yourself up to bitterness, to resentment. Come on, somebody. Rejection, withdrawal. Come on, somebody. Offenses. You have to watch it, you know. But anyway, so there too, again, are we together here? Are we together here? About the soul. So this is what I want to show you. In 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and like I want you need to know, these were saved people. They had been converted. But you're going to see they would still allow their flesh to dictate to them. Okay, look, I'm in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. He said, I'm in the King James Version. He said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you unto spiritually, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. This is what he said. For yet ye are carnal. For where there's among you envy and strife, are ye not carnal and walk as men? See, he would tell them out they operate in the flesh. And he tell them what they say. He said, for why one say, I am a Paul, another, I am a Paul, are ye not carnal? They was putting one leader over another one. In other words, they had favoritism. And there too again, he would let them know this coming from the flesh. This a carnal-minded Christian. You acting like this normal people. You're not operating in the spirit as you're supposed to. This is what he was trying to get them to see. Now, I just want to show you that. And like I said, in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, there too again, I'm going to read in the second, that 14th verse said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spirit to discern. But he that is a spirit to judges all things, he himself is judge of no man. Other words, when you come into the knowledge, in the reality, I have a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. When you come into the reality of that, it makes a difference. Just like a lot of people don't, whenever you die, whenever you go to a funeral, that person remains, but that spirit and soul is going to exit that body. Once you die, the spirit and the soul disconnect from the body, the flesh. When you go and they open up that casket and you viewing that body, that person is not in that. That's the house that they lived it in. Right now, you hear the voice of my spirit. Come on now. And see, there too again, some people say, well, I don't need, yes, this is important what I'm saying, because it helped you to really experience the victory. And this is what Paul was trying to tell them. He said, I fed you milk. He said, but now you can't receive it. See, everything that the real world is the spirit world. But if you done been walking in your source realm, say if you've been saved for about maybe 5 or 6 years, if you've been living for, say, 30 years, and you maybe got saved, been saved for 2, maybe 10 years. But listen, now, it depends upon how much of the Word of God you digest and how much of the Word of God you read it and meditate on it. Come on, son. See, that's where it's at. A lot of people read the Bible, but a lot of them, they not doers of it. A lot of them, they don't meditate on the Word. But see, that's on my behalf. That's on your behalf. That's something we are responsible for. Now, if you get saved and you just eat that word, you'll see a drastic change in your confession. You'll begin to see the fruit of righteousness manifesting itself through you. But you can't just don't read the word and just read it when you're visiting the church or what. Y'all know. I know some people. I done hear some people say, oh, we had a nice revival. But how long do your revive last with you? How long? Do it last longer than a week? After revival over, how many days, where the Bible said the enemy come immediately to steal the word? Sometimes it's sad how quick people can return to what they used to do. Amen? But like I said, I want to show you that because this is so important. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and I'm going to go from there to some of it, but I'm going to take you back to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And remember, that's where we stopped on Monday, and I said I was going to pick up if the Lord will today. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Now, we found out in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, Paul was saying, though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. He was showing, he was trying to separate the two. And like I said, he's still dealing with the Corinthians. They were saved, but they were fornicating. They were walking in hatred. And they were doing all that. They were still allow their unrenewed soul to dominate them. They were still allow their flesh desire to dominate them. They was not walking in the knowledge of what they had received from Christ, you know. Okay, now, like I said, in that fifth verse, It's the casting down imagination and every high thing that exhort itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Okay, now, like I said, I'm trying to give you this the best way that the Lord gave it to me. Now, as you meditate on it, God can give you more. Now, there too again, quickly, if you have your Bible, let's go to Matthew the 6th chapter. Let's go to Matthew the 6th chapter. And let's at that 25th verse, and it said, therefore, I'm in Matthew 6 and 25. It said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat and the body more than raiment? He said, take no thought. Listen, an unrenewed mind, a mind that is not maintained. If you have to maintain it, see, you can get this word, and if you don't meditate on it, meditation is one way we can maintain the knowledge, the information, the understanding we get from God. But there too again, you is responsible to do it. Come on, somebody. Now, everybody have their own time, I'm sure, when they want to read their word or whatever. You know, everybody have their own time. And only you and God know the best time for you. Only you and God know. But you need to find and make time in a day to get in this word and read it, to meditate on it. You know, I'm telling you, it's so important. But he said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you should eat or what you should drink, nor yet for your body. What you should put on is not life more than meat in the body than raiment. And then he began to talk about, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, are ye not much better than they? 27th verse, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? There go again. Now, see, we operate based upon our thought. Our thought come words, then action. Now the Bible tells us in James that we need to be slow to speak and whip to hear. Slow to speak and whip to hear. But I think it was backwards. It can be backwards. You can be quick to speak or quick instead of being slow to speak and whip to hear. We need to, somebody said God gave you two ears so you can hear, supposed to listen twice in one mouth than you speak. But sometimes it can be bad because I'm telling you, once you come into the knowledge, the understanding, the revelation, the reality of it, you can truly walk. I'm going somewhere with this. I want to go into developing your spirit, but you know, as a minister of the gospel, God dictates to us. God tells us what he wants us. We have to be led by the spirit. We can't go by what people think or what people want or what we think that they need. But I want to show you this because he tell us to take no thought for our life, but he tell us in that third verse, he said, wherefore if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is tomorrow cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, there go again, therefore take no thought saying what you, he said, see, you take a thought by saying, therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what will shall we be clothed? Do you not know you can pinpoint where a person at, where they faith at, where they confident by their words? Just listen at them talk. Listen at yourself better yet. You want to know where your faith at, where your confident, listen at them talk. Like I said, election coming up. There's so much about the election. You know, and my thing is, I'm praying that God will cause the right, the most suitable person to go in the chair. That's what I'm praying for. Some people that got so disheartened and disappointed, well, I ain't voting at all. Well, some people died for us to have a right to vote. And I'm going to vote. But I'm going to be very prayerful as usual. Because, y'all, it's not about the Republican or the Democrat. Now, I heard Obama said this one time, and somebody might want to correct me, but I know I hear he said it's not about the Republican or the Democrat. He said, but if they could just come together and find a solution to the problem. Now, whether he meant it or not, I don't know. But see, the enemy are getting there and have you fighting over all kind of crazy stuff. And see, he said, take no thought for your life. Jesus going somewhere with this if you continue to read. Then he gone down, he tell you, he said, "What therefore take no thought, saying, what shall you eat, what shall you drink, whatsoever shall you be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles," he would tell my people that's not saved, "for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all of these. But seek," he said, number one priority, he said, "but seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Well, when we get in this word and seek out these scriptures, we find out who God is, what God will do, what he done already did through the coming, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And it tell us, as we as Christians, how we supposed to conduct ourselves. When you read the epistle was written for the believers, not the sinners. And the epistles would tell us how we operate before we got saved, how we operate. Go read the book of Romans and Galatians. It really tells you about how you operate in the flesh. And either Colossians. I was looking at that earlier as well. But if you go read it, it would tell you how you're supposed to act now that you're a Christian. How to walk by faith and not by sight. But Jesus said, he said, don't do it. Then that 34th verse, he said, take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things itself sufficient unto the day which is even there. So many people spend most of your time, you thinking about tomorrow. What I'm going to do tomorrow. How many? Now, he tells us not to do it. Now, you can be saved and do it. I'm telling you. Since, as we said, we have a will. We talked about that a couple weeks ago in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verses 19. Y'all, Isaiah 1:19, I believe it is. The scripture says, if we're willing and obedient, see, as an act of our will, we're supposed to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We got to follow this the instruction. Now, in 2 Corinthians 10, it said, casting down imagination and every high thing that exhorts itself against the knowledge of God. Why he said casting down imagination? Because thoughts come. Thoughts going to come, y'all. But if we in the word of God, if we reading this word and constantly getting our mind renewed, you know, well, I need to go. I'm going somewhere with this. Okay, let's go to Galatians. Okay, Father. Let's go to Galatians 2:20. I want you to see this. In Galatians 2:20, like I said, when you and I get our mind renewed, we find out we're supposed to walk by faith. And what is faith? The Bible tells us in Hebrew, now faith is the substance of things that hope for, evidence of things not seen. Now, if you ain't renewing your mind and keeping it renewed and reading the word, you will find yourself, when the mishap or trouble, affliction, or persecution, you will find yourself operating according to what you see. In the natural, according to what you feel, you'll let your emotion dictate to you. I was talking to somebody early, and this young lady was talking about her family, and how they was having problems in their marriage. And, you know, how their husband ain't communicating with the wife. I said, both of them wrong. I said, now, they done allowed the enemy to get in there and bring this division. this misunderstanding, this confusion among them. You see, the thing about it, God always go to the root of the problem. And God dealt some with my flesh and your flesh. If you're a born-again believer, God done dealt with all of our flesh. He went to the root of it. You know, I found out, and I think all of us been guilty, we'll deal with sin, but the root of sin, the sin problem was the flesh. That nature. I'm showing it to you in the word, because I'm telling you, a lot of saints have a soulish problem more than a demon problem. Because, you know, it used to confuse me. How the word gonna say the devil is defeated, but it appears and it was feeling like to me that he was well alive in my life. He was knocking me around, defeating me. I'm reading in Deuteronomy, I'm the head and not the tail of birth. I'm saying, this not happening in my life. Well, I was basing it on what I seen, what I thought, and what I was feeling, instead of basing upon the facts about what God says. Okay, you got Galatians, the second chapter. Okay, I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show it to you in the word. I don't want you to take Prophet Miller's word for it. I want you to take what is written. In Galatians 2:20, look at that verse. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Well, how you frustrate? Trying to figure out everything. Trying to make sense out of everything. I experienced it one time over, I think it was 30 years ago. I was trying to figure something out, and the more I tried to figure out, the frustrated I got. Have you ever tried to figure out in the natural, and instead of taking God at his word, when he tell us, and you know, I'm a tither, I'm a sower, I believe in tithing, I believe in sowing. You know, but at first, I will try to figure out why you want me to give 10% of my income when I can barely pay my bills. Now, with my, I was trying to make sense and understand it with my five senses, you see. And that's what happened if you don't read and meditate on this word. That's why he said casting down every imagination, every thought, because the thought was exhorting itself above what God's word was. That's what we're doing. I'm trying to figure out how in the world you want me to give 10% of my income and I can barely pay my bill. Now, that ain't common sense. But there too, again, I wasn't understanding. I ain't know about no faith. I didn't understand faith. What was faith? You know. But, and then I hadn't read the scripture. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. By faith. And so many Christians, you know, from time to time, they find themselves wrestling, dealing with sin. But the root cause of it, you hear me? The root cause of it is God dealt with it. And see, the Bible let us know those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh. Now, that's what it's saying. But in order for us to possess such death, we must not give to a large place to discover the how or noticing our experience. We should instead believe God's word, trust what God's word says. And I'm telling you, this, I think all of us been guilty of it. That's why Paul telling us in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and I'm in the St. James, he said, cashing down imagination in every high. Well, how do I cash it down? It said, because in every high thing that exhorts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into capture every thought to the obedience. Well, you have to do that, but you can't do it if you ain't read the word. This is so important. I'm going to go somewhere else, and we're going to come back. I want to show you this because this is so important. God told Joshua to meditate in his word day and night. And he said, by meditating, you'll be able to do it. And I'm telling you, we have to get that soul right, y'all. We have to get our mind. Some people are so negative. Have you ever noticed some people, they negative. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. I can't do this here. I can't do this here. That's not faith. That somebody is immature in the word, or somebody that don't read the word. See, I hear people all the time, I read my Bible. Yes, good and well. But how much of what you done read, you put it into practice? Or better yet, high medical shata. How much you have read that you meditate on so you can do it? As I said, disappointment with trying to penetrate my thoughts this morning. And I just kept, I said, no, I can't go there. I opened my mouth. I said, I've been crucified with Christ. I've been crucified. My flesh been crucified with Christ. It ain't going to be crucified. Now, one time I tried to crucify my flesh. I couldn't do it. That's why Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. The life I now live in my flesh, I live it by faith. That means what God's word said. And I'm telling you, this works, y'all. I'm telling you. Amen. Okay. Well, we said we're going to Nick. Galatians 20. Okay. Let's go to somewhere. You got, like I said, he said, now we've been crucified with Christ. We've been crucified with Christ. I want to take you somewhere else. I want to take you somewhere else. I leave Philemon, Philemon. I leave that. That'll be my last scripture because I want to show it to you. Okay, go to where I want to go, where you want me to go, Lord, where you want me to go, where you want me to go. Okay, go to Romans 6 and 6. Okay, let's check out Romans 6 and 6. Romans 6 and 6. Okay, like I said, the whole Bible is the word of God. And like I said, it tells us how we supposed to conduct ourselves. Amen, somebody. How we supposed to conduct ourselves. Okay, now. Romans 6, look at Romans the 6th chapter, and I like that, I'm going to say that third verse, it's a what shall, Romans 6 and 1, what shall we say then, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What shall we say then, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin? Now listen how Paul said it. Now, this is what God said. He said, Paul said, how shall we that are dead to sin live in and longer therein? Because it's either you haven't as yet read what Paul said or what the words say about sin in Galatians 2:20. Either you ain't read it or you done read it and you haven't spent time to meditate on it and got your mind renewed to it. Now, sometimes, y'all, it might take you a while to really get that on the inside. It's just like on a job. It might take you a couple of days to get familiar with the job. Well, it's the same way in the spirit realm. Now, somebody might say, what you teaching, what you sharing, Apostle Miller, this is elementary. I agree with you. I agree with you. I know my Bible. Yeah? I don't doubt that. But what do you do when affliction and persecution arise? What do you do when the enemy comes for that word? What comes out of your mouth? What do you do when disappointment, misunderstanding show up? What do you do when you're being tempted? You see, anybody can read this word You can remember scriptures. I remember a few scriptures. But what good that is to me when I'm being tempted, instead of operating by faith, I yield to my flesh, or to that soulish realm. Oh, come on now. Y'all listen. My mom and them used to say, loose lips sink ships. You know, the Bible said we are snared by the word that come out of our mouth. I wonder sometimes, do we really pay attention? I remember one time in my life, I had prayed about something, and the Lord was bringing me into the reality that I can have what I say. And he was showing me how powerful and what come out of my mouth, how it will change my circumstances, or how my word could dominate my circumstances, you know. And you know, there too again, me a baby in Christ, and this ain't making sense. I would train from the natural to make sense out of everything. They said, you ain't got no common sense. You know. Well, I didn't have no spirit to sense either, so what's the difference? But anyway, make a long story short. I got to get done with it. But anyway, I couldn't understand. I'm reading one thing in the Bible, but I was experiencing something else. Oh, that's good. Now look what he said. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin? Now listen, that's past tense. Well, why I'm finding myself lying and using profanity and all of that. You're trying to figure out something spiritually with natural beings. That's why Paul said a weapon of warfare is not strong. I mean, not carnal, but it's mighty through God through the pulling down of strong. He talking about the word of God. Live in the longest sin. Know ye not that so many of us, as we were baptized into Jesus Christ, we were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, and like as Christ, we were raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of death. We shall also in the likeness of resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. See, God dealt with the root cause of sin, a sin nature. Well, we in Christ, we don't have a sin nature anymore. Now, in 2 Peter, I know I ain't going to get through with this. I can tell the way I'm going now. In 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd and 4th verse, it's according as his divine power have given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption. See, divine nature. We have a godly nature now. But see, there too again, that's why it's so important to get in this word and read it. Now we go back. Now I understand what he said. See, Paul was trying to teach, and it's trying to show us how to walk in the things of God. And the way you do it, first you got to find out what Christ said, and you got to identify with what he said. You need to know what he said about you. And y'all, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes we as Christians, we can go around the same dumb mountain because we choose. See, the children of Israel went around the same dumb mountain because they were walking in disobedience. They choose to receive what God was telling Moses to tell them to do. They were basing everything on what they see. Remember when he sent the spies to spy out the land. Now, first of all, God said he hadn't gave them the land. But when they went to spy it out, They said the people said, well, they were like grasshoppers. They were like grasshoppers. You see, they line everything up with what they can see. And I'm telling you, sometimes, y'all, we as born-again believers, we can operate in double-mindedness. Now, some might be saying, Prophet Miller, ain't nobody perfect. Now, he and me perfect. But a lot of times when I see the word in the Bible talking about perfect, it talking about mature. One translation said it's being mature. Remember what Paul was saying to the Corinthians? He said they was immature because they were still allowing their flesh, the outward man, to dominate them. Because they were dealing with favoritism. One was saying we're Paul, one said we're Apollo. They were still dealing with that. And this is why I'm saying it, y'all, I'm telling you, it's so important that you and I need to get our mind and keep it renewed. Now, let's read on. I'm just going to stay in Romans, the sixth chapter. We're going to close with this, and I'll pick up with some Monday, if the Lord willing. He said, for he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death have no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lived unto God. Look at the 11th verse. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the desires of the lust thereof. Neither yet ye your member an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but ye yourself unto God as those that are alive. You see what he's saying? Alive from the dead, and your members are instrument of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. Well, you know the law reveals sin. He said he wouldn't have never known sin if he wouldn't have seen it in the law. But Christ done deliver us from the power of sin. But because if your mind, an unrenewed mind, you're going to continue, as we showed you in Matthew 6, you're going to continue to take that thought, what I'm going to eat, how I'm going to pay my bills, I ain't got this, and you will live in a poverty mentality, a poor mentality. Come on now. I'm still talking about the value of renewing your mind, and I got to stop right there. I'm going to have to stop. My time is up. I'm telling you. We ask the Lord where we're going to continue this on Monday. I'm stopping right here, but we're going to continue on Monday, and we're going to continue in that sixth chapter. How about that? How about that? We're going to continue. I didn't get the Philemon. I didn't get there, but we're going to continue. I'm writing it in my notes. We're going to start Monday, if the Lord willing, and Romans, the sixth chapter. Go read Romans, the sixth chapter in its entirety. Read it, because I'm telling you, if you ain't walking by faith, you have to learn what is faith and how to walk by faith. When we walk by faith, and faith is trusting what God say about you. Because I'm telling you, so many times, y'all, we can allow our emotion and what we see dictate to us, and it keep us out of experiencing the victory. Some of us want to experience before you believe, but faith is believing it, then you can experience it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We thank you right now. I pray, Father, for those that have tuned in. I thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding. I bind and take authority over the spirit of religion and tradition. I release the Holy Spirit, even after we get off the air, to bring more knowledge, understanding, revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this is Apostle Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.